This month is being sponsored by Marilyn Gary Hoffman in memory of Avram Lev and Asher Hoffman Zal. Since we're in the middle of learning the sugyas of the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, and it's holding a couple of days before Hanukkah, so I thought we'd try to find a sugya that really crosses the really both sugyas, and that's some of the connections, some of the correlations between the obligation of women as it relates to Neiros Chanukah, as well as it relates to Siddur Shabbos. Some of the principles are in fact the same, and some of the principles that we're going to see may be very different. So the sugya, in terms of at least the aspect of Hilchos Chanukah, begins in the first of the Mamakomos, in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, but the Gemara tells us the following chiddush considering Neiros Chanukah. This is really a line which is taken as an end of a whole sugya, but I just focus on the part that's relevant for us. The Gemara raises the whole question about the nature of the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. Is the nature of the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah hadlocha osa mitzvah, that it's the lighting of the candles that's really the mitzvah, or it's not so much an emphasis on the lighting of the candle, but rather what's more important really is the placing of the candle. It means you have to place the candle in a place where it's going to be persa menisa. Even if the actual lighting wasn't done with Torah's mitzvah, that would still be acceptable. So the Gemara says, my nafkemina, whether hadlocha osa mitzvah or hadnocha osa mitzvah. The Gemara says, it'll be a big nafkemina. I mean, does the person who does the actual lighting have to be someone who's chayav in mitzvot? If you hold that hanocha osa mitzvah, that all that's necessary is that the candles have to be placed, and it doesn't really matter all that much who actually did the lighting, so then the lighting can be done by a non-Jew also, the lighting can be done by a kotel, the lighting can be done by someone who's not chayav in the mitzvah, as long as a Jew puts it in the window, puts it outside the door, that would be acceptable. So the Gemara says, we happen to pass on hadlocha osa mitzvah, that the lighting is critical, and the lighting therefore has to be done by someone who is in mechuyav v'dav, someone who's actually obligated in the mitzvah. The Gemara concludes, V'hashad yamidin hadlocha osa mitzvah, since we paskin in hadlocha osa mitzvah, he'd leak the chayr shayt of a katan lo osa v'lo klum, that if a chayr shayt of a katan who are not obligated in mitzvahs, if they go ahead and they light the Neiros Chanukah, even if the gadol subsequently puts it in the right place, he opens the window, so that would not be acceptable. The hadlocha has to be done in the hechsher. There is a machlokes of Rishon, we spoke about this a little bit in some of the Kiddush Yerim a few weeks ago, when the Gemara here says katan, does the Gemara mean a katan shalohi gil lechinuch? A katan, a little kid, a two-year-old? Does the Gemara mean even a 10-year-old? Even a katan is a gil lechinuch? That's a question. That's a detailed question. But putting aside that issue, it's clear from the Gemara that one who is potam in a mitzvah cannot be the one who does the actual lighting. However, in contrast to the chayr shayt of a katan, isha ba'ad le'madlika, a woman can light Neiros Chanukah. The Amr b'shur ben Levi, nashim chayabas ben Chanukah, she'afin ha'bi also neis. And the rationale for this being that women are obligated in Neiros Chanukah. This is considered to be a chiddush. I would have said not this way. I would have said that Neiros Chanukah should have been a mitzvah saseh shazman gram. It's a positive mitzvah that can only be performed one time during the year, during the week of Chanukah. So I would have thought women are pturos, even though Neiros Chanukah is only midirabanan. You see from the Gemara that mitzvah saseh shazman gram applies to dirabanans also. That's the pashas in the Gemara. So I would have said that women are pturos from the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, and therefore they cannot be the one to light. Kamash v'lon, it's not true. That was a Bishur ben Levi's chiddush, that kamash v'lon women are obligated, and the reason for Bishur ben Levi is afen ha'evi also hanes. This klal of afen ha'evi also hanes is not something which is limited only to Neiros Chanukah. This Gemara repeats itself in two other contexts as well. The Gemara speaks about afen ha'evi also hanes in the context of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Gemara in Megillah of Dal and Aleph says the same reason that women are obligated in Mikra Megillah, even though it should have also been a mitzvah sasasha's man grama, it's an exception to the rule, because afen ha'evi also hanes. And the Gemara Sochem and Afkuvav says the same thing concerning Dalit Kosos, that women should have been exempt from drinking Dalit Kosos. Kamash Blon, they're obligated also, once again, for the same Svara of afen ha'evi also hanes. So these are the only three places in Shas where the principle of afen ha'evi also hanes appears: Neiros Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah, and Dalit Kosos. And the Rishonim are all bothered with a very basic question. Different Rishonim word the question slightly different, but the same question is really asked by all. Namely, there are many other mitzvahs that presumably this klal should also apply to, yet we don't find this klal in other places in Shas. There are other places that we would have expected to find this klal of Afe and Ha'evi also Anais, and it's clearly not there. And the question is why? What do we derive from the absence of this klal concerning certain mitzvahs about the parameters of this halacha of Afe and Ha'evi also Anais? So Tosfos presents in Megillah and Avdalam and Aleph, in the second of the Mamakomos, Tosfos presents the following question: Afen Abi also neis. Kabi matzah yesh makshe. There are some ways to question by matzah. Lama li akeisha dechoshi yesh no b'val teichol chometz yesh no b'kumechol matzah. Typically, mitam shehin hoyu bi also neis. The reality is that women are obligated in the midst of Echilas Natsa. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk in the third Perek of Psachim. Since the Torah in Parshas Re'eh puts together in the same Pasuk the prohibition of eating Chometz and the midst of eating Natsa. So we have a right to compare the two. There's a Hekesh, a Drosh that compares the two. Anyone who is not allowed to eat Chometz, including women, women are obligated, of course, in the use of Echilas Chometz, are obligated in the midst of Echilas Natsa. So the Gemara quotes a special Zeres HaKosov that women are obligated in Echilas Natsa. And tells us the question, why do you need Zeres HaKosov? It's obvious, it's a Svara. Afein Rebbe also an ace. Usually we have a rule that in Svari, Krol Lamali, if you have a good Svara, a Shtaka reason, a very good Svara, a logical reason to obligate somebody in the midst. So what do you need a Pasuk for? So why does the Gemara have to bend over backwards to find Zeres HaKosov that women are obligated in Matzah? Tepuk Leisha Afein Rebbe also an ace. So comes tells and says V'yesh Lomar D'mishum Ha'itayma L'mechai Ve'elam Medrabanan Ilav Ne'akesha. Taisha says that this klal of Af Hein Ha'bi Yosu Anes is only a svara Medrabanan, and it's interesting because the three mitzvahs that we find that are all three mitzvahs Medrabanan. There is Chanukah, Kriyas Megillah, and Dalei Kosov. But when it comes to mitzvahs D'araisa, we don't find any mention of Af Hein Ha'bi Yosu Anes. Says Tosha in the first Teret, the answer is very simple. The reason being is that it's not a svara deraisa. It doesn't anywhere in the Chumash. V'davashem Moshe Leimor, women are obligated in Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes. It's not a drasha, it's not a lacha Moshe. It's nothing. It's a svara that the Chumash made up. The Chumash said that when we institute mitzvahs, so we're going to institute those mitzvahs which women are included in Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes. We're going to be mechayev women. But when you're dealing with the deraisa, because svara, the mitzvah of Achilas Masa is a mitzvah deraisa, we want to know women obligated with deraisa, and a mitzvah you can't invoke Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes. So therefore the Gemara needed a pasuk to obligate women with the Araisa in Achilas Matzah. That's the first Malach of Tosfos, that Afein Ha'bi Yosu Anes is not rooted in the Chumash itself, it's not a Svar de Araisa, it's only a Svar mid Rabbanan. Then Tosfos comes with the second Malach, Rabbi Yosef Ish Rishalayim Tirates, the Stalka Daitach Lanifterim Exer Shavah de Tezvah Tezvah Bechag HaSukos, Ki the Perish Beperg El Ovrim. Says Rabbi Yosef, the other day in the Malach Tosfos, he says no. That this svara of Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes is really a great svara midaraisa. That means if nothing else was present in this equation, Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes would have been mechayev women in Achilas Matzah. That would have been a sufficient svara to obligate women midaraisa in Matzah. So what do you need a pasuk for? You need a pasuk because I would have had a mistaken hava amina. I would have thought that just as women are pturos from sukkah, that's a special zeres hakosuf, women don't have to eat in the sukkah. So we always know Pesach and Sukkah is all lumped together. Always we derive one halacha from another. So I would have had a following drasha. I would have made up a drasha. I would have said, just as women are pturos from Sukkah, so too they're pturos from Matzah. Kamash Balan, it's not true. Kamash Balan, a pasuk that don't make that mistake in drasha. The pasuk is coming, la'afuke, that mistake in drasha. But, says Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Yosef, if not for that mistake in drasha, if you would have thrown out that drasha, thrown out the mistake in drasha, thrown out everything, just gone with the svar of Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes, that in and of itself would have obligated women even mid the araisa. So in effect, what you have here in this Tosfos is a fundamental question as to the parameters of Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes. Just how far does Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes go? According to the first day in Tosfos, it goes nowhere in the realm of the araisas. You cannot talk about it when it comes to matzah, sukkah, tefillin, or any other mitzvah de araisa. Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes is only shaykh by mitzvahs de rabbanon. That's the first day in Tosfos, because it's not a svar de araisa. According to the second hand, tells us, no, it's a real svar deraisa. It could really be used to be mechayev somebody in love of deraisa. Whether or not it works for matzah is a technical quirk. There are drushes, mistaken drushes, yes drushes, no drushes, but the ikaron, in theory, afei rabbi yosef anes is a good svar midaraisa. L'chora, one has to understand this opinion of Rabbeinu Yosef, Ishu Shalayim, the second day in Taizim Megillah and Talmud, if it's a svar deraisa, where in the world does it come from? I mean, L'chari, you need a mokar for it, L'chari, just to say it's a svara bi'alma. It's hard to say that's a svara de'araisa. Where's the mokar for this idea of Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes? If you don't like the first day in Tosfos, then it's only midirabana, and it's something that the Chumim made up. You don't have to look for a pasuk. You don't need a mokar in the Tosh Luch Safra. It's a din de'rabana, the Chumim made it up. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Yosef that it's mamish a svara, it's a din de'araisa, it's a binding din de'araisa, it has ramifications out of the realm of just Chanukah, Mikra, Megillah, and Talakosos. It's really binding the deraisa, the mechayev women to override the klal of mitzvah seishas as mangrama. Where in the world does it come from? So I thought perhaps, according to Rabbeinu Yosef, maybe the mochor is based in the Gemara Maseches Megillah, Daf Yedal Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells us in the third of the Maramakomos, my Dorosh, very famous Gemara, we spoke about this on several occasions over the last couple of years. The Gemara raises the question, what right did the Chumim have in the days of Purim to institute the Yom Tov of Purim? After all, it's a violation of adding on to the mitzvahs of Torah. at least the way the Ramban in Parshas Vaschalam is trying the Gemara, it was a violation of Al-Tosef. How could the Mordechai Nesta come all of a sudden air on a new mitzvah, air on a new yontif? The Torah says there are 613 mitzvahs, no one less. So the Gemara says that what gave them the right to add on to the mitzvah, Satorah, to add on the yontif of Purim, to add on the celebration of Kriyas Megillah, was they weren't really adding on, but rather they were basing themselves on a pre-existing din midaraisa. What was the pre-existing din midaraisa? Where's the source for the celebration of Purim midaraisa? So Amr Rabbi Rabban and Rabbi Shur bin Karcha, Umame Abdus Lecheiras Aminan Shira, Bimisa Lechaim Lekosh. Again, it's a Kalvachayme. The Madoch, when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim in the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, they celebrated with Shira Sayom. The Torah goes out of its way to dedicate almost the whole Perek and Chumash to Oz Yashir Moshe. To Oz Yashir Moshe, the Gemara is learning is not just a historical event, but as a halachic statement. I mean, the Torah is telling us that you have to commemorate a Nes. If a Nes happens, Klai Yisrael experience Yeshua, even a low-level Yeshua, is Me'avdus Tacheres. That's not such a big Yeshua. Abdus Tacheres, if we wouldn't have had Kriyas Yamsuf, we would have gone back to Mitzrayim. We'd still be building pyramids today. So it's a Yeshua, but it's not life and death. It's slavery and freedom. So the Yeshua in the days of Mordechai V'Esther was much greater. It was Yeshua Mimisa L'chaim. So says the Gemara, Kal V'chaim, Madoch Mi'avos L'chairos, you're required to celebrate, you have to sing Shira, you have to praise the Rabban Shalom, Kal V'chom Mimisa L'chaim. So the Gemara in Masechet Megillah tells us that basically this mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is rooted in Oz Yashir Moshe, that the Mokar, the Heter, the Matir, to institute Kriyas HaMegillah is based on Oz Yashir Moshe. Not for the fact that there's a parasha in the Torah called Oz Yashir Moshe, we would have thought that what right do we have to add a new mitzvah? What right do we have to make up a Kriyas HaMegillah? What right do we have? It's Shalom Bal Tosef. So comes the Gemara and says, don't stop Bal Tosef, because Bal Tosef means when you add on something Bamish Lagamre, something new. But here, you're not adding on something new, you're just applying the principle of Oz Yashir Moshe in each and every generation. So many of the Rishonim write in Masechet Megillah, the Ritva, that the Gemara's Kal V'Chaymer, which is in a sense the matir to celebrate Purim, is the same matir to celebrate Hanukkah. Because the same problem that you have in the celebration of Purim, what right do you have to institute Kriyas HaMegillah? What right do you have to celebrate a new Yontif? So what right do you have to celebrate Hanukkah? What right do you have to light near Hanukkah? What right do you have to say Halal Hanukkah? Who gives you a right to make new mitzvahs? That's a problem about Tosef. So the answer is the same story, the Bisa L'Chaim. But that was also Yeshua in Misal Chaim. It was also a Kedav in Misal Chaim, the days of the Cheshmanoim. The Klal Yisrael were suffering. There were Gzeres HaMalchus. There were Jews dying on Kiddush Hashem. Then there was a Muhammad. There was a Gedalbik Yeshua in Misal Chaim. So in Misal Chaim, the culture came. So the Matir to celebrate Hanukkah also was rooted in Oz Yashir Moshe. So in effect, all the celebrations that we find, which are the Afhein Hoiv, also innate celebrations, all boil down to Me'avdus L'Cheiros and Misal Chaim. The mitzvah of Dalakosis, that's the celebration of the Abbas L'Cheiros. That's part of Oz Yashir Moshe. The celebration of Purim, the celebration of Chanukah, all celebrations of Mimisa L'Chaim. So they're all rooted in Oz Yashir Moshe. The source for this concept of celebrating, commemorating Nisim, making celebrations to commemorate Nes, so these are all rooted in the parasha of Shiras Hayom. So it's interesting that at Shiras Hayom, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that not only did the men sing Shira, but the women sang Shira also. The Torah goes out to tell us, V'tala Miriam, Shur L'Hashem Ki Goa Goa. So maybe we could say that just as Oz Yashir Moshe is used by Chazal as not just a historical event, but as a halachic principle, that that's a bechayif to say Shira. So the second part of Kriyas Yamsuf, namely the second Shira Sayyam, the Shira of the women, is also not a historical event, but it's also a halachic statement, that the Torah is telling us that if the women felt the necessity to go and sing Shira, it wasn't just time they were in a good mood, they wanted to also sing, but api halacha, they were obligated to sing. They were mechuyavos medina to commemorate the Nes. So every time we commemorate a Nes, what we're really just doing is just following the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu and Miriam and Aviyah. So the men have to celebrate the Nes, they have to light Neres Chanukah, and the women have to light Neres Chanukah. The men have to hail the Megillah, the women have to hail the Megillah, the men have to drink Talit Kosis, and the women have to drink Talit Kosis. So according to Rabbeinu Yosef, this is a din d'oraisa. According to Rabbeinu Yosef, the mokor for this concept d'oraisa of Atayin Ha'ibiyoso and Nes is learned out from no less than the mokor of the whole concept of celebration of Nisa in the first place, from the Parshas Hayom, and the second part of the Parshas Shira Hayom, the Parsha of the Shira of Miriam. So I call upon him, whether Abir and Rabbeinu Yosef is correct or not, Lamaisa there's a machlekes 2 days in Tosfos. At the end of the day, there are really 2 days in Tosfos as to what the parameters of Afhein Ha'ibiyoso and Nes are. According to the first day in Tosfos, it's only a Svar Midrabanan. According to the second day in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yosef, it's really a Svar D'oraisa. With all of this background, perhaps we can now begin.
Why is there a halakha about a question raised by Tosfos?
Right, so the Gemara needs a special pasuk. The Gemara has a special drasha to tell them that women have turim. The Gemara has a whole other reason in Masechet Sukkah. Right. The Gemara has other reasons also why Madira Ish Veishta. The Gemara has a whole series of different svaras. Why do you need a pasuk by Sukkah to tell women have turim? So at the end of the day, there's a special example also. So now with all this background about the 2 days and tells us about the parameters, the nature of the din of Afeh and Omer Sumanes, whether it's Deraisa, whether it's Derabanan, we can begin to discuss now how this relates in terms of the application of this, particularly in the realm of Suda Shabbos. So the Ran in Masechet Shabbos, in the fourth of the Mamakomus, not from the Dalam Hal, not here, we'll just quote about that, because Rabbeinu Tam's out. The Ran quotes a machlekes that he had between himself and Rabbeinu Tam about a woman's obligation in Suda Shabbos. We've spoken already in the last couple of weeks that there's a chi of Gomer of Suda Shabbos, there's a chi of Gimel Sudas. The Gemara learns it out from the Psukkim concerning the Mon. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and raises the following Shaila. Are women obligated in this mitzvah or not? So at first glance, women should be pterus from the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, because Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah of Sasei Shazman Groma. So women shouldn't be obligated, like they're not obligated in any other mitzvah of Sasei Shazman Groma. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, no, that it would appear to him that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, because Afhein Hoyevi also Anais, because they were also included in the miracle. What miracle were they included in? The miracle of the Mon. So Rabbeinu Tam is learning, Kipshutu in the Gemara, that the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, three sudas corresponding to the Gimel Hayom that are mentioned in the Mon, that the halach is kavas, that you have to commemorate the Nes of the Mon. Our Gimel sudas are zeicha to the Nes of the Mon, and as such, we have a right to a plug in the klal of Afhen Hay Beoso a Nes, and therefore women are obligated in the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Then Rabbeinu Tam goes one step further. Rabbeinu Tam says there's another mitzvah that we do in Shabbos, which is also zeicha l'mon, and that's the chiyuv to be botzei al shtei kikros, the din of Lechem Mishnah. So there also the Gemara learns out the chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah from the psukim of the Mon. So Rabbeinu Tam says it would appear to him that women are obligated in that as well. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, both of these mitzvahs that we have, the mitzvah of Gimel Sudas and Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos, these two mitzvahs are learned out from the Mon, and the nature of these halachas are zeichel amon, zeichel aneis, and therefore we have a right to plug in the klal of Noshim Chayavos in these mitzvahs because of Afhein Hayav Yosu aneis. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is, is this really true? This application of Afhein Hayav Yosu aneis to the mitzvah Suda Shabbos, does this really make any sense? Is this accepted by everybody? So come some Acharonim and say, well, wait a second, we have to analyze this statement of Rabbeinu Tam in light of what we know about Afhein Hayav Yosu aneis. According to the first day in Tosfos, that Afhein Hayav Yosu aneis is only applicable in the realm of the Rabbanon. You cannot even begin to discuss Afhein Hayav Yosu aneis in the realm of the Araisas. So then, Lechora, what Rabbeinu Tam is telling us is the following Chiddush, that Suda Shabbos are only obligated in the Rabbanon. Now, when we started talking about Suda Shabbos a couple of weeks ago, we left it somewhat hanging. It's unclear from the Gemara itself if the obligation of Gimel Sudas a real Chiyuv D'oraisa. On the one hand, the Gemara quotes Pesukim for it, V'yavo she'achlu hayom. On the other hand, just because the Gemara quotes a pasuk doesn't always mean it's D'oraisa. Sometimes it has the status of a D'rabbanan. V'yasmachta b'yalma, the Gemara is just quoting a pasuk as a hint, as an allusion, as a somewhat hidden meaning of the pasuk, but it's not a real drasha Gemara D'oraisa. So for the Gemara and Shabbos, it's tough to tell. It's hard to tell for the Gemara on the 16th Parashat Shabbos, is Suda Shabbos mamish derais, or Suda Shabbos on the midrabbanon. So come a group of Acharonim and say, well, from Rabbeinu Tam you can tell. From the fact that Rabbeinu Tam invoked the principle of Afhein Hayav Yosu Aneis, so that seems to be working along the lines that Suda Shabbos is only derabbanon. That's only true, of course, if Rabbeinu Tam subscribes to the first day of Tosfos. If Rabbeinu Tam subscribes to Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim, if Rabbeinu Tam holds that Afhein Hayav Yosu Aneis can work even by D'oraisas, then of course there's no right for Rabbeinu Tam. Then it could be Suda Shabbos as D'oraisa. And Afal Pichein, Rabbeinu Tam invoked Afhein Hayav Yosu Aneis.
Can't you say that according to the first day in Tosfos, it works for D'oraisa, but for the women it's only a Chiyuv D'rabbanan?
And therefore the Pasuk, the Gemara is quoting a Pasuk, tell me that women are Chiyuv in Matzah even D'oraisa. Very good. So the emes is that if you, the rate the Tosfos presented in Megillah, one could read the Tosfos like that. There's a Tosfos in Pesachim that says not like that. So you're right, there's a difference, a slight nuance of a Tosfos and Pesachim, a Tosfos and Megillah. It's a little bit of a question whether they're really saying the same thing or not. But in the Chinam, you're 100% correct. Okay. So again, so we have Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says that Afhein Hayav Yosu Aneis is a Svar L'chayev women b'Suda Shabbos and a Svar L'chayev women b'Lechem Mishnah Shabbos. But we're not 100% sure for Rabbeinu Tam. Does that mean that he's committing himself to the fact that Suda Shabbos is the Rabbanon? Or does that mean he's committing himself to the Rabbeinu Yosef that even that Afhein Hayav Yosu Aneis works even mid-deraisa? But no matter how you slice this Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran writes in Masechta Shabbos that it's a very nice reason that Rabbeinu Tam says, but it's superfluous, it's unnecessary. Says the Ran, why do we have to go run to Afein Harbi also an Ace? Because after all, the Gemara doesn't have it anywhere else. The Gemara only has the Rechanika, Megillah, and Talakosis. Says the Ran, there's a much better mokor for the din that women are obligated into the Shabbos. So what's that mokor? So says the Ran, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf Amavei, that we spoke about at the very beginning of the year, I think it was the first year, we spoke about the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Chaf Amavei that women are obligated in Kiddush Midaraisa. Even though Kiddush should have been the mitzvah of Seishas Mangrama, women really should have been Pituros, but Afal Pichain women are Chayavos, because Shama Vezochar, Bidibarecha Demru. That since the Torah in one place, in one parasha, Parashas Yisrael speaks about Zochar Yom HaShabbos, and Parashas Vaschanan speaks about Shomer Yom HaShabbos, so we have a Messiah that they were both said at the same time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a right to treat them as like a Hekesh, like as if in the same Pasuk. So we have a right to compare Dinim, that whoever is obligated in Shomer, Shomer refers to Los Esseis, is obligated in Zochar, which refers to the Mitzvah Esseis of Shabbos. So the Ran here took the Gemara Masechta Brachos and extended it way out of the context of the Gemara. The Gemara was talking specifically about Kiddush. The Gemara says, Noshim Chayavas B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. The Gemara doesn't say a word about any other mitzvahs of Shabbos. And the Ran goes out and took that Gemara and said, well, just as women are obligated in Kiddush, Zohar means everything. Zohar means Kiddush, means Suda, Neiris, the works. All the mitzvahs of Shabbos are also subsumed under the heading, under the category of Zohar Shem Shabbos L'Kadsho. So the Ran argues with Rabbeinu Tam and says, what are you going fishing and looking for new makaris for Afein Hobi Yosu Neis? What are you dreaming up that Afein Hobi Yosu Neis is relevant over here? The Gemara doesn't say it. The real mokah, the emes mokah, where women are obligated into the Shabbos is because of Shama V'Zachar B'Dibur Echa Nemru. Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam say that? What was wrong with that mokah? Why, in fact, did Rabbeinu Tam have to go searching, have to go fishing for Afein Hobi Yosu Neis? So perhaps, if you take the approach of the Dash Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam really held that Suda Shabbos are only midirabanan, so then it makes a lot of sense that the Ran's Mokar isn't such a good Mokar. That Shomer v'Zochar v'Dibarech Nemru, Zochar doesn't mean Suda Shabbos. Zochar means Kiddush. That's it. Ad kan v'lo yosa. Like Lamosha, there are some Rishonim who say that women are exempt from Havdalah. Why is that? So those Rishonim who claim that women are exempt from Havdalah may very well hold that Havdalah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So you can't say Shomer v'Zochar v'Dibarech Nemru. Shomer v'Zochar v'Dibarech Nemru means when you're dealing with mitzvahs d'araisa. So Kiddush is d'araisa, you could say Shomer v'Zochar v'Dibarech Nemru. Women are obligated. When you're dealing with Havdalah, which is only d'rabbanan, so some Rishonim conclude that women are pteros. Not every possible like that, but there is one opinion in Rishonim that women are pteros from Havdalah, and perhaps for that reason. Although, Marshall, there are some Rishonim who say women are pteros from Kiddush in the daytime on Shabbos. Since Kiddush in the daytime is only midirabbanan, you can't say Shomer v'Zochar v'Dibarech Nemru. Or Rabbi Kivega claims that women are exempt from Kiddush and Yontif, because he claims that Kiddush and Yontif is only midirabbanan. Whatever is midirabbanan, you can't say Shomer v'Zochar. Shomer v'Zochar was only said on what's included in the word Zochar. So if we were correct in our analysis of Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbeinu Tam really holds that Suda Shabbos are only midirabbanan, so we understand why Rabbeinu Tam used the Svara of Afein Hoybi also next to be Mechayev women. And we also understand where Rabbeinu Tam did not use the reason of the Ran of Shomer v'Zochar v'Dibarech Nemru, because Rabbeinu Tam said that if Suda Shabbos is d'rabbanan, then Afein Hoybi also next is an applicable Svara, but Shomer v'Zochar v'Dibarech Nemru is not an acceptable Svara. So it could be that these two statements of Rabbeinu Tam, that mokah that Rabbeinu Tam did use, and the mokah that Rabbeinu Tam did not use, all the shitasa that Rabbeinu Tam held, that Suda Shabbos is d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan and Afein Hoybi also next makes sense, and therefore, Shomer v'Zochar doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran agree l'maisa. Nobody holds that women are pteros from Suda Shabbos. Everyone agrees that chayavos. It was just a technical machlekes, what the mokar is. Either it's Shomer v'Zochar, like the Ran, or it's Afein Hoybi also a nes, like Rabbeinu Tam. But at the end of the day, everybody agrees to the same point. Women are absolutely obligated l'chol hadeis. One of the chayavim is a very, very strange tshuva. He writes a tshuva and he says that he thinks women are pteros from Suda Shabbos. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Ran's reason, and the Ran disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam's reason, so it's only Sveik at the Rabbanon, and Sveik at the Rabbanon Lekulam. So that's not really a very good line of reasoning. It wasn't a suffix. Everybody agrees that they're Chayavos. It's just a long shashala where it comes from. But Lemais, at the end of the day, everyone, the Rebbetzin of Rabbeinu Tam made Shalosh Shuddas, the Rebbetzin of Ran made Shalosh Shuddas. Everyone agrees you have to eat Shalosh Shuddas. It's just a question, how do you know it? This idea that Rabbeinu Tam extended the klal of Afein Hoybi also Neis to the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So we questioned, is this really correct? Because after all, maybe Suda Shabbos is deraisa. So we threw a little bit of a pickbook into this. But there may be more to it than meets the eye. There may be another chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam is telling us, which others may disagree with. And that really is a fundamental question Getting back to the original question that we started off the sugya, the Taisa Megillah Daf Dalet, the Taisa is Bava the Kasha, how come we don't find Afhein Hebios or Nespe Matzah? And the Rishonim, we mentioned before, the Gemara doesn't really mention it when it comes to Sukkah. And nobody mentions it when it comes to Tefillin. What do you say? A new Chiddush. Women should be obligated in Tefillin, because Tefillin is Afhein Hebios or Nespe Matzah Mitzrayim. It's also Zechel and Nespe Matzah Mitzrayim. So, Manishtana, these three mitzvahs, how come when it comes to Neris Chanukah, when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, when it comes to Dalet Kaisas, we find Afhein Hebios or Nespe, and nowhere else in the Gemara, and it was only Rabbi Natan who extended it to Suda Shabbos. What's going on? What is unique about this halacha of Afhein Hebios or Nespe? Why is it that in the Gemara, it only appears by these three unique mitzvahs? So there is a yisod that has developed, I heard this originally in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I didn't hear it from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I heard it from Rabbi Shechta, from the Rav, from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik finally developed the following yisod, that there are really two fundamentally different types of mitzvahs that, that the halacha requires of us to do in commemoration of Nisim. Sometimes we find that a nes occurs and we have to do something to remember the nes, and sometimes we find that a nes occurs and we have to do something to be mefarsem the nes, to publicize the nes. These concepts in halacha of zeichel nes and pirsum nes are very, very different from one another. How does this express itself? How do we know whether we're dealing with a zeichel nes or whether we're dealing with a pirsum nes? So the term pirsum nes itself is really very limited in the Gemara. We really only find the concepts of pirsum nes. We find it explicitly in the Gemara, of course, in Neiris Chanukah. We find it when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. Also, the Gemara speaks a little bit about pirsum nes. And Dalet Kosos, we'll see as we go along, they also have a certain dimension of pirsum nes to it. But outside of these three mitzvahs, we don't really find any other mention of pirsum nes. How does it express itself? My nafkamina, whether it's the Faisim or Zecher, if these many mitzvahs are keneged hanisim, so what does it matter whether there's a dimension of pirsum nes? So l'chora, the first obvious difference between mitzvahs of pirsum nes and mitzvahs of Zecher nes are whether there's an additional key and whether a person is supposed to do these mitzvahs b'fnei rabim. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin, so it's true that Hanochas Tefillin as an element of Zeichel and Eis. When you put on Tefillin, you're supposed to think about Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. Pasuk in Chumash, Laman Tia Teres Hashem B'Vicha, Ki B'Yachol Zekel Tzias Hashem Mitzrayim. The Torah writes in Hanochas Tefillin that there's a Kiyum D'Araisa. When you put on Tefillin, you're supposed to think about Tzias Mitzrayim for a moment. So that idea that you're supposed to put on Tefillin as a Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, this is not a public Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. Would anybody say that there's a greater mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin if you put the tefillin on, if you daven in a minyan with 100 people? There's no difference whether you daven in a minyan with 100 people, daven in a minyan with 10 people. Or for that matter, if you daven b'yechidus, there's a greater tefillah b'tzibur. But the mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin, I don't think changes at all, whether it's private, whether it's public. The mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin is a private mitzvah. It's in you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a way for you to remember the name. Well, let's say, l'moshel, the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'sukkah. So the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'sukkah is also Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Adoni HaKavod, but we don't find that there's an enhancement of the mitzvah of Sukkah to invite 100 people to your Sukkah. It was always beautiful, but in terms of enhancing the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'sukkah, it doesn't really make a difference how many people are present when you are saying Yerush Mizin. It's your mitzvah between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. It has nothing to do with others. It's a Zeichel Neis privately, not a Pirsum Neis Klapei Achera. However, when it comes to Neiris Chanukah, it's obviously not the case. When it comes to Neiris Chanukah, the entire mitzvah is revolving around Pirsum Nisa. The whole Zman Hadlokah is revolving around the whole time. The fact that you have to light the menorah at a certain time, which is Tichel Regel Menashuk, is geared towards Pirsum Nisa. The Mokum Hadlokah is geared towards Pirsum Nisa. You have to light it on Lepesach B'Machutz, and even Bizman Azeh, that we don't light on Lepesach B'Machutz. Many of us, we still have to light Bizman Shebnei Abayisni are around. We have to light in a place that people are able to see it. Those were able to light on the window, so you get a little bit of Pirsum Nisa for the Bnei Ushis Aravim. Everything around there is Chanukah's Pirsum Nisa oriented. And when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah also, the Gemara speaks about Kriyas HaMegillah having a dimension of Pirsum Nisa to such an extent that the Gemara quotes at least one opinion that says you may not even be Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah v'yalein v'yachidus. We happen not to pask in that way. We pask in Megillah b'zman as Nikriyas HaFilu b'yachid. But the Gemara clearly discusses the possibility of not being yaitzeh, at least not lechetchila, maybe even b'di'evet, if one reads the Megillah b'yachidus, because one is lacking a significant dimension of pirsum nes. For this reason, that the Pesukim tell us in Hilchos Purim that a person not supposed to have break off minyanim on Purim. Maybe it's not a good idea in general to have break off minyanim, but on Purim, the Pesukim make an explicit reference to the fact that it's inappropriate. If you go to shul and there are 1,000 people in Kriyas HaMegillah, and you want to make a minyan of 10 people in your house, so that's not right, because that's considered to be a pagam in pirsum nes. The rest of the year, it's just an issue of machleksim and shalom and parash betziva. Okay, those are important terms. But tefillah betziva, it's the same tefillah betziva whether you daven with 10 people, daven with 100 people. But it's not the same kriyas megillah. Kriyas megillah in a bigger meeting, so we could hear the megillah. If it's a bigger meeting, that's a greater person in Nisa. So clearly you find by Neros Chanukah and by kriyas megillah this idea, this notion that it's supposed to be done before Neharabim. And when it comes to dalakosos, there's also an idea before Neharabim. The Rambam writes in Chachamim Tzimtzum, so why do we drink dalakosos altogether? Dalakosos is basically on a midrabbana. It doesn't say it in the Chumash. But there's a din, the Rambam says, that chayev adam liros asasbo kiliyotzem in Mitzrayim. That's the din diaraisa. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim. And then the Rambam says that in addition to the din of chayev adam liros asasmo, chayev adam laharas asasmo as well. It could be that's also din diaraisa. That you're supposed to act out Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to tell the story with words. You're supposed to act it out with actions as well. So it's a dramatized Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how do you do that? So Meikra din, you really could have done it any way you want. So let's say like by some of the Sfarim, they walk around with the masters on their shoulders. So that's a Chayev Adel Laharas Asasmo. You could do other things also, whatever you want to do. Say, in my house, when it comes to Makas Tzvardeya, so all the kids pull out plastic frogs and throw them at each other. Good, so that's also Chayev Adel Laharas Asasmo. So that's okay, that's fine. But the Chavim wanted there should be some kind of uniform Laharas Asasmo. So the Chavim Lekeveya, two things to do. So one thing you do is drinking dalakosos, that's laharas asasmo. The other thing is you do hasevi alin, derech habalachim, derech bnei chayim, and that's also lachayiv adam laharas asasmo. So the Rambam saw in the mitzvah of shtiyas dalakosos a kiyum of laharas asasmo. Laharas asasmo, lachayir means laharas lachayir, means to show others. The secret is Mitzrayim, the more the merrier, the more people I tell, the greater fulfillment of the Yadat al-Abin Chod is. So the more people are married to, the greater kiyum it is of laharas asasmo. So the Rambam seems to be telling us that the mitzvah of dalakosos is also begetting the pursuit of Nisa, that it's not, I'm not drinking the dalakosos that I should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm drinking the dalakosos to dramatize Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm not leaning so much that I should remember. I'm leaning that other people should see my leaning. Other people should walk away with the impression, hey, this is Derech Bnei Chayrin. So you find these three mitzvahs, this idea that what it's supposed to do with the Bnei Achayrin. Similarly, you find that these three mitzvahs, the mitzvah of dalakosos, the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah, the mitzvah of kriyas megillah, each one of them has a special, unique bracha recited. That it's a bracha that two out of the mitzvahs have the same nusach bracha. One of them is the same theme, but a little bit of a different nuance of a nusach. So when it comes to Neros Chanukah and kriyas megillah, in addition to the regular brachas and mitzvah, we recite a bracha of she'asa nisim. It's a sage bracha she'asa nisim. When we sit down in the sukkah, we don't say she'asa nisim. We put on tefillin every day, we don't say she'asa nisim. When we drink dalakosos, we do say she'asa nisim. It's just we don't use those words she'asa nisim. We recite the bracha she'er ge'alon of ge'alas abuseinu, ge'yanu alayla da-da-da-ram, ta'hom nusach ha-bracha of ge'al Yisrael. So some of the Echaranim write, that's also the getting like a bracha of she'asa nisim. So my high, these three mitzvahs, why do these three mitzvahs warrant the she'asa nisim and other mitzvahs don't? So the answer is, the Moshe Soloveitch said, the answer is obvious, that whenever there's a kiyum of presume nisa, so presume nisa means, not only am I going to do the mitzvah, I want to announce, I'm screaming from the rooftop, so why am I doing it? I'm lighting Neros Chanukah, so I'm dramatizing the nays, and not only am I dramatizing it through action, I want to make sure everyone understands what I'm doing. So it's not a silent movie, I've got to say what I'm doing. So she'asa nisa means, I'm here by being mefarsim the nays. That's what the nature of the bracha, the gedder of the bracha, she'asa nisa is an actual presuming nisa. Same is true by kriyas megillah, same is true by dalakosos, through the recitation of Asher Ge'alanu. We don't find she'asa nisim by tefillin, we don't find she'asa nisim by sukkah, we don't even find it really by any of the mitzvahs. Any of the mitzvahs are nace-oriented. We don't find it by any of the mitzvah with the exception of these three. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik developed this whole yisoy that there's a difference in halacha between persume nisa and zeichle nace. So based on this idea, he suggested that maybe this is another answer to the question that all the Rishonim are bothered with. How come we don't find afeinu b'yoso nace by matzah and by tefillin and by sukkah, we only find it by these three mitzvahs. So it could be that afein ha'ibi also aneis was only said by mitzvahs of presume nisa. It's only said when you're being mefarsim the nesh l'rabim, when you're saying over the miracle to other people, so then we can begin to discuss afein ha'ibi also aneis. Maybe the mokra for that is, going back to what we said before, from Shiras Hayom, it could be that the Shiras Hayom was also the gather of presume nisa, that they were screaming out the nesh to the whole world, to all of Klai, so everyone should realize the significance of what happened. That was the Gedda Pesuma Nisa. So only when you're dealing with Pesuma Nisas do we find this Chiddush of Afen HaBios Leneis. When you're dealing with mitzvahs of Zeichel Leneis, Lo Shemana Dov Zemili Yoylam, there is no klal. You don't say women are obligated to put on tefillin because Afen HaBios Leneis. You don't say women are obligated in Matzah. You don't say women are obligated in Sukkah. This svar of Afen HaBios Leneis doesn't make sense out of their own Pesuma Nisa. That's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's suggestion. So this whole shtick of Torah is all nice, but Rabbi Natan doesn't accept this, because Rabbi Natan himself says that women are obligated in Suda Shabbos. L'chora, Suda Shabbos has nothing to do with Pursuma Nisa. Haraya, it doesn't make a difference whether you eat your challah roll in front of 100 people, you eat it in the privacy of your own home. It's the same kiyum of Suda Shabbos. Haraya, Suda Shabbos is not Pursuma Nisa. There's no brach of Sh'asa Nisa. You don't get up and say, this is Zeichel Amon, Sh'asa Nisa, Lavasena, Bimei Ramazan, Azeh, when you eat challah shuddas. So clearly, Suda Shabbos, even if it's a Zeichel and Ace, even if it's an ace oriented, it's clearly only in the first category. It's only in the category of Zechel and Hetz. It's not in the higher category of Pursuma Nisa. And Afa Pichain, Rabbi Natam invoked the principle of Afein Haibiyotsu and Hetz. And even the Ran who disagreed with Rabbi Natam, the Ran didn't disagree Medina with Rabbi Natam. The Ran just said that Rabbi Natam's reason is superfluous, it's unnecessary. He doesn't say it's wrong. If you take a look at the Lashon Ran in Masechta Shabbos, so the Ran doesn't say Rabbi Natam's reason is wrong. He just says you don't need it. What are you bothering? Tell me a story about Afen Rabbi Yosonei, typically Mishum, the Shom of his Zohar. But the Ikaron, the Ran agrees to Rabbi Natan, that Zohar, that Afen Rabbi Yosonei would be a reason that would carry over to be Mechayev women into the Shabbos. So Rabbi Shalavetz's Chiddush Shtikl Torah is a beautiful Shtikl Torah. It gives us a whole new insight in terms of differences between Zeichel and Nisa and Pursuma Nisa. But it's clearly not agreed upon by all the Rishonim. For we know for a fact it's not agreed upon by all the Rishonim. Tosfos yes, the Kasha doesn't give that teretz. Tosfos gives other teretzim, gives other okimtas, other ways to get around the problem. In the Rishonim, you don't find the teretz of Rav Soloveitchik. If anything, you find Rishonim who are against this yisrael of Rav Soloveitchik. But Afal Pichein, he's here. Teretz lamed nitzach. He's allowed to say his own yisrael also. So his yisrael that there's a difference between Pursuma Nisa and Zeichel Neis would also explain away why, if you don't hold like Rabbi Natan, would explain away why Nashim are obligated in their Eschanaka based on Afen Rav Soloveitchik. And when it comes to Suda Shabbos, that's Dafka the Gemara left it out, because it would not be acceptable. It's not a good reason when it comes to Suda Shabbos, because the nature of Suda Shabbos is fundamentally different. So we find in Halacha this idea that we have many mitzvahs that we do as commemoration of Nisim or remembering of Nisim, and you have to work at each case and see what the Halacha is as it plays out, particularly in terms of women. Women are the litmus test in terms of telling whether we're a Zeichel Neis, we're Pursuma Nisa, whether we're Svarad Deraisa, Svarad Derabanan. So these two mitzvahs, Nechanek and Suda Shabbos, even though they're not necessarily related to one another, there is this common theme between the two, that both of them are nace-oriented, and there may be certain similarities and certain differences between them.